Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Ordinary day arrived, and for one.
races my mind, running wild, aging me before my time. To be
12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, where's the calendar? Someone stole our calendar. I believe it's April the 8th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:18 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April the 8th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Let me apologize again. We're still having problems with our equipment back at the office. And so, therefore, I only have scores. I don't really have any in-depth information, a whole lot of in-depth information about what's going on in there, since we have to get it from another source, and mainly all they do is give us scores. So therefore, hopefully this week we are going to get it resolved. I'm planning to go high above the people I've been talking to at Verizon. Are you listening out there? And hopefully get this situation resolved. Supposedly someone's coming out Monday. We'll see what happens. If not, then, we'll see what happens on Monday. We'll just pray that good things happen on Monday. Where are we going to be? Let's go to the NBA. NB of A. Yesterday, the Nuggets, 134. The Clippers, 115. The Bucks, 115. The Knicks, 102. The Thunder, 108. The Rockets, 102. The Pelicans, 126. And the Warriors, 120. The Spurs, 116, and the Blazers, 105, and the Nets, 124, and the Bulls, 106. I don't think that those games made any difference in the standings, as far as I recall off the top of my head, which is always not very reliable. So we'll look at what happened on Friday night to see if we've had any significant changes. I think the only thing that's happened is that Toronto has clinched first place in the Eastern Conference of the NBA. Boston has not clinched, I don't believe, but they are very close to clinching with a 5-game lead over Philadelphia. Cleveland's 5.5 back, Indiana 10.5 back, Miami, Milwaukee, and Washington bringing up the rear. So if the season ended today, it would be Toronto against Washington, Boston against Milwaukee, Philadelphia against Miami, and Cleveland against Indiana. Out west, Houston has clinched first place in the Western Conference, followed by Golden State, 7 games behind. Portland, Utah, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, and Minnesota bring up the rear. So if the season ended today, it would be Houston against Minnesota, Golden State against New Orleans, Portland against Oklahoma City, and Utah against San Antonio. So, with all the things that have been going on with the Celtics, I am going to go into that, but right now, since that's what we're looking at, the standings and the potential playoff, who would I pick in each of these rounds? Well, I think I would go with Toronto over Washington. John Wall is back. I mean, they are improved over where they had been, but is he going to make that much of a difference? I don't know. Toronto's bench is close to being as good as Boston's bench when we had all of our regular players. And so, therefore, Toronto, I give the edge. Boston against Milwaukee. The way Boston has been beat up, with Kyrie Irving going under surgery yesterday, which I understand was successful, playing some players just to rest others, guys who were in the G League, guys who were in China, have been playing in recent games. And so, therefore, I would, as a homer, I'd take Boston over Milwaukee. But it is going to be a nail-biter, I do believe, because of the fact that we just don't have the bench. Our bench is playing. Our bench is playing well, but we don't have the bench behind the bench that we normally had. So, anyway, we'll see. Philadelphia, Miami. I haven't seen Miami play that much. I'll go with Philly if Embiid is healthy. and Cleveland should be over Indiana. And then out west, Houston and Minnesota. Minnesota's been playing well. They've improved quite a bit. It'll be their first time in the playoffs, so I have to go with Houston. Golden State and New Orleans. New Orleans been playing extremely well. Even though Boogie Cousins has gone down, Rondo's been getting assists like crazy. And what else is new? I think that if Golden State doesn't get Curry back and healthy, New Orleans has a chance to upset Golden State. How about that? Portland, Oklahoma City. I'm going to go with Oklahoma City, even though they have been less than spectacular this year. And Utah and San Antonio. I'm going to go with Utah. Hey, San Antonio's like getting long in the tooth. And Kawhi Leonard is not coming through that door anytime soon, it doesn't seem. So, hey, there you go. Okay, let's talk Celtics. You got to talk Celtics. You know, on Friday night, they defeated the Bulls. That's no big deal. But the fact that they rested Jason Tatum and Al Horford and Gershon Yabusele started along with Morris and Baines, Rozier. Terry only played 29 minutes, got 7 points. 6 rebounds, 4 assists. And so that was almost like a night off for him. Jaylen Brown had the best year of his career, scoring 32 points, and he did it in 30 minutes. 11 for 19 from the field. 7 3-pointers? And then we had gentlemen. Well, we had Monroe coming up. Oh, Monroe got a triple-double. First of his career, I believe. 11 rebounds, 10 assists, and 19 points. You go, Greg. Jabari Bird. I liked Jabari Bird when I saw him in the preseason. But he got sent down to go to make sent down or up to Maine, however you want to look at it. And had a back problem with back spasms. And so didn't really play a whole lot there. But came off the bench on Friday night and got 15 points. I like that. I like that. And he's on the regular roster. So hopefully we can get that kind of output from him during the playoffs or something along those lines. That certainly would not hurt. Ojale got 7 points in 24 minutes. Had 5 rebounds. Larkin's back from having the flu or whatever it was, and he got no points, but he got 2 rebounds. He played 21 minutes, so he's probably not back to full strength yet. Actually, he got 6 assists. And Abdel Nader did not score, and Allen did not score. The Celtics utilized someone named Jonathan Gibson. Ever heard of Jonathan Gibson? No, neither have I. And he's fresh from China. He got 9 points, hitting 3 free throws, but he can't play in the playoffs, so we can't count on his. He's a veteran. I think he's 30 years old. He's played it before in the big time, but he hasn't been able to stick. So we'll see. Well, like I said, we'll see what he does the rest of the season. 2 more games, I believe we have. But you can't count on him for the playoff. But here he is. He's giving some people some rest. So we'll see if we can capitalize, get ourselves together with the people that we have. And, see where we go from there. 427 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on the FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org, and we are multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app at 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April the 8th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. But again, you got to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. That's a promise, not a threat.
Vincent Watson, are you listening? I hope so, because I have something to say to you. My name is Dorothy Franklin, and a year ago, you started mentoring my son, Corey. He wasn't doing well in school and had no direction. So we decided he needed a mentor, a couple hours a week. Corey says you just help him with his homework and questions he has. But ever since you began mentoring my son, he's been acting very strangely. His grades have gone up. He has things he wants to achieve, and who can tell with kids, but he seems happier. In just a short time, Vincent, you have made a difference in my son's life. To him, you are a mentor. To me, you are a saint. Thank you.
When you become a mentor, you'll discover that just a little time can help an awful lot. Do good. Mentor a child. Call Save the Children U.S. at 1-877-BE-A-MENTOR.
Message brought to you by Save the Children U.S. and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports.
Thank you.
Okay, 4:32 here on WFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. National Hockey League. Flyers 5 and the Rangers zip. The Jets 4 and the Blackhawks 1. Hurricanes 3 and the Lightning 2. That's good for the Bruins. Predators 4 and the Jackets 2. The Oilers 3 and the Canucks 2. Stars 4 and the Kings 2. Leafs 4 and the Canadiens 2. I wonder how long Claude Julien is going to be still in coaching in Montreal. Flyers 5 and the Rangers zip. The Capitals 5 and New Jersey 3. Islanders 4 and the Red Wings 3. The Avalanche 5 and the Blues 2. And the Flames 7 and the Golden Knights 1. Far as the National Hockey League standings are concerned, let me get out all my stats here. See what we can find out about the playoffs. Playoffs! Yes, playoffs. Playoff time is coming. Haha, here we are. I knew I had them here somewhere. Yeah, all that rustling of paper. Okay, in the Atlantic Division, Tampa Bay holds a 2-point lead over the Boston Bruins, followed by Toronto. In the Metropolitan Division, it's Washington, Pittsburgh, and Columbus. And in the wild card, New Jersey and Philadelphia seem to have it clinched over Florida and Carolina, the next two teams who could have been. Too late now. Western Conference in the Central Division, Nashville over Winnipeg and followed by Minnesota. And in the Pacific, Vegas is still holding on. Matter of fact, they got it clinched in San Jose and Los Angeles, followed by Anaheim and St. Louis for the wild card spots. And Colorado had a chance of catching St. Louis. What did Colorado do? The Avalanche, they won. And the St. Louis Blues, they lost. Okay, so the Avalanche, 95 points, and St. Louis, 94. So Colorado has leaped over St. Louis for the final wild card spot out there. I would be just guessing when it comes to the National Hockey League playoffs, since I don't see all those teams that much, only see them when they're playing the Bruins, and then again, I'm not that much of a hockey fan, so I don't, sometimes I just see highlights of Bruins games as well. So anyway, I'd guess if it ended today, I'm taking Tampa Bay over Philly, Boston over New Jersey, Toronto over Columbus, and Washington over Pittsburgh. Out west, it would be Nashville over Colorado. I see no reason to go from where we are. Winnipeg over Anaheim. Minnesota over LA. Maybe Vegas would be up there somewhere. Anyway, like I said, I'm just guessing when it comes to the National Hockey League, so therefore, your guess is as good as mine. That's why, hey, if you're hockey fans, call in. Let me get some insight information from guys who know people, maybe ladies, who know what's going on as far as hockey is concerned. I'll be back.
TAKE 6002.
Here's a fact that anyone with a chronic health condition would do well to understand. The fact is, your doctors, your nurses, and therapists all have one thing in common. They all work for you, which makes you the captain of your healthcare team. We're telling you this because you can receive more attention and better healthcare by taking charge of your team. So step up. Read about your illness and your medicines. Go to the library. Use the internet. Network with others who have the same illness. Another great way to take charge is to ask questions. Keep in mind, it's the job of everyone on your healthcare team to give you clear answers you can understand. If you feel strongly that you want to make a change, you can. To get the best medical treatment, take charge of your team. Remember, it's your health. You call the shots. A public service message from the National Health Council and its member health agencies. On the web at nationalhealthcouncil.org.
And also brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sport. That sounds like my wife. She always says, ask questions. Okay. Giants 7, Dodgers 5 in the National League yesterday. With my background music. Here it is. Mets 3 and the Nationals 2. The Cardinals 5 and the Diamondbacks 3. The Cubbies 5 and the Brewers 2. The Reds 7 and the Pirates 4. The Phillies 20 and the Marlins 1. The Rockies 3 and the Braves 2. Oh, Derek G, they're going to roast you down there. In the American League, the Yankees 8 and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox 10 and the Rays 3. The Mariners 11 and the Twins 4. The Royals 1 and Cleveland zip. The Rangers 5 and the Blue Jays 1. The A's 7 and the Angels 3. And in interleague play, Astros 1 and the Padres zip. In the Giants win over the Dodgers, Andrew McCutchen went 6 for 7. That game went extra innings. And he went 6 for 7, won the game with a 3-run walk-off home run. And the Red Sox game, Xander Bogaerts pummeling the ball. Got 6 RBIs in the Red Sox 10-3 win over the Rays. Red Sox pitching has been excellent thus far. And if the hitting picks up, like we think it's going to be able to pick up, they're going to be a team to contend with no matter what the Yankees are doing. I don't have a score for the... I said the Yankees beat the A's over 8-3. And I don't have anything for the Tigers, so maybe we missed that game. But like I said, if you tuned in, didn't tune in early at the program. If you tuned in early, I wasn't on the air. Got on the air about 4:12 or somewhere around there. But anyway, I apologize again for not having more in-depth information on the various games because we are having system problems. And hopefully they're going to be resolved tomorrow. If not, heads are going to roll. 4:44 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm host Donnelly Brown. Still doing some technical stuff here in the studio as well, so you bear with me. I'll be back. Okay, 4:51 here on WNFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's go to the Masters. Pat Reed has taken over the lead from McIlroy. He's shooting 14 under. McIlroy is 11 under after three rounds, and Fowler is 9 under. If you're interested, Tiger Woods is plus 4, and he is in 40th place, not even contending. But he did make the cut, so there you go. And as far as golf is concerned, I have very little insight into what's going on in the golfing world, so therefore you're not going to get too much more information from me. New England Patriots have signed Jordan Matthews. Now, Jordan Matthews is a he's a potential fill-in for Danny Amendola because he's a slot receiver. But he is much bigger than Amendola and has had good stats when he has been healthy. But that's the problem. He hasn't been healthy, and the Patriots may have a very skilled position player, but at 6 feet 3 inches and 212 pounds, and he did run a 4.4 when he came out of college, but excuse me, he's been hurt for a lot of his professional career, and he'll compete, you know, with other fellow receivers like Kenny Britt, Cordarrelle Patterson, who I'm very high on, and Philip Dorsett and Riley McCarron. Now, excuse me, the thing is to be able to get on the same page with Tom Brady and see how they can progress from there. And the Patriots, you know, have traded up to get two picks in the first round and two picks in the second round. The Patriots have done better by picking up free agents and signing. And they made that trade, you know, for Brandon Cooks to get the draft picks. And we'll see where they go from there. It's going to be a big makeover from the team that we had last year as far as offense is concerned, especially. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can get together. Seems like Gronkowski is going to be coming back. Hopefully, we're going to have a healthy Julian Edelman. And if that's the case, the Patriots could be in for another stellar year. Hopefully, with a better ending than we had the year before. So, we're still looking for that person who's going to come up and be able to take the place of Nate Solder at left tackle. Brady's back. And we're going to have to see where that plays out. And maybe the player that they drafted last year, Gonzalez, I believe his name was, Rodriguez or something like that, who from Troy University, he only allowed one sack, I think, in his entire three-year career there or whatever. But anyway, is he going to be the one to step up? But like I said, he had health issues. And so, therefore, that was the reason why he did not play last year. But supposedly he's cleared to play. But he's lost a lot of weight. And so, therefore, he may be a project just from getting back to a health standpoint. But with the coaching that he's probably going to get from Dante Scarnecchia, who knows? He could be a real find for the Patriots coming into this new season. It's 4:55 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April the 8th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. We don't have too much time left. 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford. But before we close out, congratulations to the Notre Dame women's basketball team for winning the NCAA championship, and also to Villanova, who won the men's championship. So we're going to have to see where we go from here as far as those two sports are concerned. But, you know, hey, understand that UConn has two or three other fantastic young ladies coming in their freshman squad, another 6'7" player, even though they lost their junior 6'7" player who had one more year eligibility. She decided to go pro, and we're going to have to wait and see how that all works out. Hey, you lose one game in 2 years, you think no one would be crying? Everybody's crying, except for Dan Shaw, to see, I guess, who was knocking them because of how good they are. That's, I mean, but hey, you know, Shaughnessy has his own issues. Always has and probably always will. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFL. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, hopefully with more in-depth information, because our internet is equipment at the office will be up and running properly, hopefully tomorrow. Better be tomorrow, if not tomorrow. Oh boy, heads are gonna roll. But anyway, we'll see what happens. So you stay tuned. Coming.